Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yesu yebazibwa nyo bana ba Katonda.
Praise Jesus much, children of God.
Muriyo mutia mu Mukama waffe Yesu Kristo.
How are you in our Lord Jesus Christ?
Obulamu buli butya.
And how is your life?
Mukama mulungi.
Is God good?
Twebaza Katonda.
We thank the Lord.
Atukomye n'okutuuka ekiseera kino.
Who has kept us up to this time?
Era nga twongera okumuwa ekifo ekisooka mu masekati gaffe.
And we move to give him the first place in our midst.
Okugenda maaso nga atatuyigiriza olw'okugasa.
To move on as he teaches us to profit.
Kubanga yasubiza mu Isaiah isuleri eyana mu munana.
Because he promised in the Isaiah chapter 48.
Onyere 17.
Verse 17.
Ti labanze mukama abayigirize okugasa.
That see, I'm God who teaches you how to profit.
Era abarage kubuli mba mukwatamu.
And who shows you the way you have to take.
Wewe one mu kisera kineno.
Yes, even this time.
Atutwala maso.
He takes us on.
Atukidize chuti yasubiza okuita mukama wafe Yesu.
And he fulfills that he promised through our Lord Jesus.
Mata yesule yabiri mu munana.
Even in the Matthew chapter 28.
Ndiko mu munana paka makumi yabiri.
Verses 18 to 20.
Mukama wafe Yesu yatusindika nate.
When our Lord Jesus sent us again.
Okufura amanga gonaba yigirizo.
To make all nations disciples.
Eranga tubayigiriza byo nabi yatulagira.
And we teach them all that he commanded us.
Era tulabanga no moyo mtu kuvuna olwa lero.
We see even the Holy Spirit is there.
Atukulembeddemu okugenda maso.
He has led us to move on, fulfill that. Because the promise in the John chapter 14, verse 26, that when the Spirit will come, He will teach us all and remind us all. And in the Acts chapter
1,
it was spoken of Him that when He will come, He will give us power and
we
will be His witnesses in all Judea, in
Jerusalem,
the uttermost parts of the earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And even this time is moved on lead us. Even armies of angels who fulfill scriptures of truth. Where there is angel Gabriel. The group of angels of warfare. The angels Michael. Praise Jesus much. By name and voice. Apostle Ronald Hope Witness. Together with Pastor Samuel Newman. And our Bible reader, Teacher Jacob. We love you all. In the name of our Lord Jesus. Son of the living God. We base in this ministry of the full knowledge of God. Praise Jesus much. To move on, reach unto you.
Government ya Katonda yomuguru kunsi.
God is heavenly government on the earth.
Ne government yayo eyomasekati.
And its central government.
Tuli kuchitondo chekume nesatu.
We are right on the 14th part.
Chitondo chakume nanya.
14th part.
Yes, you have been here.
Praise Jesus much.
Tuche yongera yone chitundu cha peche 13.
We still move on with the 13th part.
Katundu ba.
Portion B.
Yes,
praise
Amen.
Jesus much. Of God's heavenly government on the earth.
Ne government yayo eyo masekati.
And its central government.
Yes,
praise
Amen.
Jesus much.
Iranga tuchara ba department yomunana.
And we are still seeing the 8th department.
Department yomunana.
The 8th department.
Iya government ya Katonda yomo guru kunsi.
Of God's heavenly government on the earth.
Natura ba omoyo mutukufu mu bujuvu bwe kunsi.
And we see the Holy Spirit in his fullness on the earth.
Iranga tuchagena maso.
And we are still moving on.
No kulaba division eyo mukaga.
To see the 6th division.
Division eyo moyo okutya mukama.
Division of spirit of fear of the Lord.
No vunanyizi wabwe.
And his responsibilities.
Yes, yabazibwenyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Twakugambiyeko.
We told you of.
Itulaba ebintu munana.
That we see 8 things.
Oba point munana izivunanyizwa ku moyo mu
all 8 points responsible of spirit of fear of the Lord. We already saw the 2 points. The first we were able to see that the spirit or eye of fear of the Lord. Out of him we are passed all the words of God. The Holy Scriptures. Together with the commands, laws and the judgments. Statutes and the ordinances. which bring fear of the Lord to hating evil and to help many depart from evil. Because we heard in Proverbs chapter 8 and the verse 14 that the fear of the Lord is to hate evil and to help many come from evil, as it is in the Proverbs chapter 16 and the verse 6. Praise Jesus, man. So when we finished there, we went again so of the second point, that through the spirit of fear of the Lord, God commanded depth of the waters that it gets separated to create heavens and earth with their fullness. Praise Jesus much. Because we heard in the Proverbs 15 in the verse 33, and he shows us the way the spirit of fear of the Lord, out of him came commands of creating heavens and earth and their fullness. As for example, in the Genesis 1, the verse 6 up to verse
8,
when God commanded water to be separated to be able to create the firmament. And in Genesis chapter 1, verse 9 up to 10, when God commanded water to separate, that he creates the dry land. Praise Jesus much. Even all fullness of the heavens and earth, together with the commands by which all creations in heaven and earth
move
by, we saw all we are passed through spirit of fear of the Lord. And the end conclusion of all things, according to Ecclesiastes chapter 12 in the verse 14, conclusion of all works children of men and creations do under the earth, is to fear the Lord and to keep his commandments. Praise Jesus much. Today we want to move on with our third point. On the 8 points, responsible love by spirit of fear of the Lord, the 6th division of fullness of the Holy Spirit, the 7 spirits of God. Praise Jesus much. This is our fourth point. It shows that in the spirit of fear of the Lord, wisdom, understanding, counsel,
amanyi,
might,
okumanya,
knowledge, it's where it begins.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. That through spirit of fear of the Lord, wisdom of God, the understanding of God, the counsel of God, the might of God, knowledge of God, it's where it begins from. It means without spirit of fear of the Lord, or without fearing of God in the life of a person or in any creation, it is hard to get wisdom that in the word of God. It is hard to get understanding that in the word of God. It is hard to get the counsel of God that in his word.
It's
even hard to see the power of God which first begins to see in this world. And it is hard to access knowledge of God, passing through light of knowledge that in his world. It means in all, if you want to access the wisdom of God, understanding of God, the counsel of God, the power of God, even knowledge of God, passing through spirit of the Lord, you need to have spirit of fear of the Lord within you, to hate evil, and you are ready to help the many to come from evil. Because God is to give you wisdom, understanding, counsel, power, even knowledge of God, through the Spirit of the Lord, He gives to you to profit the others. In the fear of the Lord, we saw it. Is to depart from evil and to help many depart from evil as you serve in God. Now God cannot be that He's going to teach you without profiting others. Now in profiting He says you have to first get spirit of fear of the Lord.
If
you are ready to hate evil and to help many depart from evil as you serve God for profiting, and then you'll be given wisdom.
For
He's not to give it to you for nothing. Let's read according to Isaiah chapter 48, even verse 17. He says like this. Isaiah chapter 48, verse 17.
Bwati wayogera mukama omununuzi wo omutukuvu wa Isirayiri. Tinze mukama katondawo akuyigirize okugasa akulembera mu kkubo lyoba oyitamu.
Thus saith the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, I am the Lord your God who teaches you to profit, who leads you by the way that you should go.
Yes,
praise
Amen.
Jesus much.
Ye mukama akuyigirize okugasa.
He is the Lord who teaches you how to profit.
Era akulage kkubo lyoba okwatamu.
He shows you the way you should go.
Wabula mukuyigiriza bayagala kuwa magezi.
But in teaching He wants to give you wisdom.
Agali mu kigambo ki.
That in His word.
Abayagala kuwa okutegeera.
He wants to give you understanding.
Okuli mu kigambo.
That in the word.
Era abayagala kuwa okuteesa ku.
He wants to give you His counsel.
Ye kigambo ki bukiri.
As His word is.
Akuwa amaanyi.
He gives you power.
Agatukirize ekigambo
ki. Which fulfills His words.
He
gives you the full knowledge which pass through light of His word. Yet He gives them to you after you've gotten fear of the Lord to hating evil, and you are ready to help many depart from evil. That's why
He
teaches you that you profit yourself and profit others. Because according to Isaiah chapter 28, when He teaches you, He wants to give you wisdom, understanding and knowledge. Because He say, whom will He make to understand what is preached? Let us read we here. Isaiah chapter 28, verses 9. Whom shall He teach knowledge? And whom shall He make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and taken from the breast. Yes. God anytime is teaching you. He wants to give you understanding, knowledge, wisdom, counsel, power. But remember, He cannot give them to you when you do not fear Him. Praise Jesus much. He cannot. Because first of all, in the fear of the Lord, is the beginning of wisdom. He can't give you at all.
In
the fear of the Lord is where wisdom is to begin, come your way. Yes. That's why He speaks of it in the Proverbs, chapter 15, verse 33, as it says this. Proverbs chapter 15, verse
33.
The fear of the Lord is the instruction of wisdom, and before honor is humility. Yes. You know, when you fear the Lord, there is where He best to give you commands of wisdom. Let me tell you, you
see,
you know why in the whole world, even though we speak God on our mouth,
mwogera ku mwa ne mbigambo bya
speak of him in the mouth even in our words
mu mutima singa ageza na kebera munga
but in the hearts if it is such there and if I
ngati muri munda andikwa yako tya mukama okutya wechi
no beginning of fear go to hate evil
nga toli mwete gifu kuyamba banje okuva mu chimu
not ready to help many depart from evil
si mwete gifu na ikuwa magezi agali mu chigambo
he is not ready to give you wisdom that in the world
tuwa basi banje musiyo nanti bali na magezi agali mu chigambo cha katonda
not many in the whole world they have wisdom that in the word of
ne
god
nebo bera muwereza nga wega amanto li muwereza wa katonda
you a minister of God.
Bubato najuzibwa bulunjo kutya makama mogwe.
Yet fear the fear of God in you.
Okubera omwete gifuku chawe chibi.
To be ready to hate evil.
Nokuyamba banje okuchivamu.
To help many depart from it.
Mukubategeze ebigambo bya Katonda.
Proclaim them the words of God.
Katonda takuwa magezi robera onguli muwereza ali dormant boto boto.
Does not give you wisdom you appear a dormant minister.
Tuvula babawereza banje lero mulembe guno.
Many ministers today in this generation. All over the world.
Katiba judde magezi gali muchigambo.
And they are not filled wisdom that in the words.
Kubanga okutya kwa eri katonda
because they are
kwakisikirize
it's of a shadow
kwakwe ombeka ombeko obwoko obulimba
to falsely humble themselves
nokukankaniriza okwechejo
even the trembling which is not real
nenga siku chawa chibiche nyine
not to hate real evil
yesu ngalwa chaba wereza banjo bayimira mulembe guno
many ministers when they stand this generation
bogera ngatabaina magezi gamara gali muchigambo
they have not wisdom enough in the world
ngatabaina magezi ga katonda amatufu
they don't have the pure wisdom
bogera mu magezi nawe ne wot ne wewe unyano ogamba
in the wisdom you to wonder you say
nayo yo mukama yamutumia
but this one God sent him
nga standard joyogererako
how come standard speaks by
see ha magezi agali ku level yobwaka tonda
not of wisdom on the level of God
kitula bako kubawereza
that we see on the ministers
abali mu kitabo kino bible
who are in this
Bible mwebayogerera
through which they spoke
usinga nabawereza mbutufu ne we unya
five ministers you wonder
olumunga baga mambo ba amanyi
at times they say they are powerful
muchigambe chigama ndibali international
in the word which say they are international
ndinga bwulira international preacher
but in hearing an international preacher
nuliya nibyayogera no gani
you feel what he speaks is lacking
ngabula mwama gezi
is lacking wisdom
agali mchigambo cha katonda
that's in the word of god
bwola bangabula mwama gezi
if you seem lack wisdom
agali mchigambo cha katonda
that's in the word of god
obo kutegera
or understanding
obo kutesta kwa katonda
or the counsel of god
oba manya agali mchigambo
or the power in the word
obanga abula mu musana gwo kumanya
it lacks light of knowledge
bwo manya okutya mukama te kutudde bulungi muiye
fear of god is not settled well in him
Omanyira obumanya
you straight know
ndi echire message
that what's hindered
amageza agali pure agechigamu cha
pure wisdom of the word of god
ukutegera
the understanding
ukutesa
the counsel
amanya agali muchigambo
power in the word
no musano ogwo kumanya okulabikira mu muntu oyo
even the light of knowledge to appear in that person
yeita atyakatonda
who claims to fear god
yeita muweleza wakatonda
who calls himself a servant of god
amanyira nga utatia bulungi katonda
no it does not fear god well
Iranze sewonya
and me I don't wonder
wachi mwemwe naba weleza abali munsi
why all you ministers in the world
abagamba kuweleza katonda
who say to serve in god
uweleza ku standard ya mageza amatini nyo
you serve on the standard on a very low wisdom
ukutegera nga kutini nyo we
standing it so minimal
mu musumbo oyo nabi oyo
that pastor prophets
kubanga okutyamu kama kutini muye
because the fear of god is literal in him
kubera kubanga kuli waguru
if it was on a high level
yandi badde kuba kulembedde mukuchawe chibi
you would have been on the forefront of those two
ati yandi badde mukuyamba abanji
and would have been in to help many
abakunganire wene si yonna kubensizi bazibawuliriza
gather at this place and the whole world who hearken to them
ukulikanga bava muchibi
you see that they depart from evil
nina batte basobola kole echo
if they can't do that
katonda abawere chama gezi
god has sent them wisdom
bweyaba itanga basiru
when he called them foolish
yali atandise okubakola mu mulimo ogwo kubafura abagezi
and began to do a work to make them wise
kubanga tunachizibwa kutumango oli musiru siru bodi
God had to send you when you're foolish like that
nebo yazula nga balemereddo okumutya okutukiridde
discovered when they failed to fear him well
nabire kanga abisenge bisirisiru nabirekera nga bisirisiru
them foolish just as he called them foolish
abambaga neyo mutume yabachi
other say what's wrong with that apostle
yabira mukuvuma
every time he's abusing
neda
not
Atuna byali atulonda atulonda tuli bisiru
siru. When God chose us he chose when we were foolish.
Bisiru ebyense
foolish of the world.
Na no nyamuntu tya katonda ndwa magezi.
He said that we fear God that he gives us wisdom.
Ukawe twatuka.
Yet when we reach
ukutya mukama nitukusule.
The fear of God we cast it aside.
Na aga nangi siba wa magezi.
And he said me too I don't give you wisdom.
Mukomao.
You end there.
Ati bora baba weleza ntanaso nombu pulincha.
You see ministers they say they are international preachers.
No la boli dabanno.
You see the other look at him.
Muka simanyi amagezi gaze
that wisdom has come
hagatia
which kind of wisdom
abira unabuza
is there he asked
simanyo ba magezi gaze
no no where the wisdom has come
galina kuva mu kigambo tonnabuulira kigambo kya Katonda.
You've not preached the word of God.
Tonnabuulira byawandiikibwa.
You've not preached scriptures.
Ugamba bannu bamagezi gazi.
You speak to the congregation where the wisdom has come.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Because when he speaks First Corinthians, he says like this. First Corinthians chapter 1 from verse 26.
Kubanga mutunuliro kuyitibwa kwammwe abooluganda nga bamagezi ag'omubiri si bangi abayitibwa abaamaanyi si bangi abekitiibwa si bangi.
For you see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. Verse 27.
Naye Katonda yalonda ebisirusiru ebyensi abagezigezi abakwasa ensonyi era Katonda yalonda ebinafu ebyensi akwasa ensonyi ebyamaanyi.
But God has chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, and God has chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty.
Verse
28.
N'ebikopi byensi n'ebinyomebwa Katonda yabironda era n'ebitaliiwo ajewe ebiriwo.
And best things of the world and things which are despised has God chosen, yea, and things which are not, to bring to nothing things that are.
Verse 29.
Omubiri
gwonna gulemenga okwenyumiriza mu maaso ga Katonda.
That no flesh should glory in his presence.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But after he chose us like that, after he told us that Christ is our wisdom and it's our power.
Yet
remember, Christ is the word of God. And he came in the scroll of the book written about him. Those who come get them from above.
Yes,
God calls us when we are foolish.
Yet
doesn't take us ahead to serve him when we are still foolish. You first finish that verse.
Abakolinse kisoka esule isoka n'olunyiriri olwabiri mwenya.
First Corinthians chapter 1 verse 24.
Naye eri abo abayite abayudaaya era n'abayonaani Kristo manyi ga Katonda era magezi ga Katonda.
But unto them who are called both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. Yes. When you come, he has to give you wisdom. Even power.
But
let me tell you, you can't get of them when you do not fear God. Because he has said in the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And the fear of God is not just the mere word that you've humbled yourself, that you are trembling in the presence of God. Not the fear of God, you first hate evil. Hatred never to pass with him, never consent with him. And you hate evil to appear, go preach to others to come out of it.
Then
right there he thinks of you to give you wisdom.
You,
if you begin to get determined in your heart of that I have decided to hate evil, and I'm ready to help others to come from it, and God begins
to give
wisdom you're going to use in his work, the wisdom in the world. That's why not many have it, but we looked into them.
And as
they were coming to him as his ministers, they did come on the high level of fear of God, which reached to hate evil and to help many depart from it. But they came on the level of need of food, sure, riches, driving, building, and
he
left them hanging foolish there.
If
among those run quick, you repent, he gives you wisdom. For you are not to test of this wisdom even though you hearken to it. When you are still evil. Said in Daniel chapter 12.
Among
the wicked, no one will understand.
Yesu yebazibwe nyo.
Praise Jesus.
Babi tekuli banomu alitegera.
On the wicked, no one will understand.
Nawe bwobeera awo waulira.
You hear.
Bwoba olaba nga mutufu teweyongera mu magezi agali mu kigambo.
If you say that you don't increase in wisdom in the world.
Nemukutegera. Nonya ku bubi obukuli mu
kigambo. Even the understanding, seek for the evil in you. Perhaps you hold wickedness.
Era bojaje nonga nenga sitegera bulungi byawandikibwa.
Come to me, you tell me I don't understand well scriptures.
Nakugamba weta agotereza vessel.
I tell you need to
mbadilote ko bugaggo bwa magezi.
The vessel where they are to put treasure of wisdom.
Pamaso mira Daniel tulabe.
Let's read Daniel, we see.
Daniel yesule ye 12 n'olunyiriri olwe 10.
Daniel chapter 10, 12 verses 10.
Banja abali yerongosa, abali yetukuza, abali womezebwa. Na yababi bali kole bibi. Soku babi tekuli babali tegera. Na yaba abali na magezi bali tegera.
Men shall be purified and made white and refined, but the wicked shall do wickedly, and none of the wicked shall understand, but the wise shall understand.
Let me tell you, all wicked,
not hated evil, will get it from yourself.
Understand,
though you'll hear us speak things of understanding.
But the
wicked is for, no one will understand. You can't access wisdom of God. Understanding of God. Great counsel of God. The power in the word.
Even
the extreme light of knowledge. In that vessel which holds evils in it. Not at all. But those will purify themselves.
It
will be wise. They will move on and understand.
But
this treasure it never puts in vessels, not lines. Note. Yes.
No,
it's 2 Corinthians we always read. Chapter 4, verse 67.
That treasure
knowledge he puts in this vessel of clay.
He
does not put there when they are not pure and clean. You first read there, we see.
2 Corinthians
chapter
4,
verse
6. Eyeka mitima jafe okuleta omusana ogwo kumanya kitibwa kya Katonda mu maso ga Yesu Kristo.
For God who commanded the light to shine out of darkness has shined in our heart to give the light of knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ.
Olinyolo musanvu.
Verse 7.
Naye obugaggo obwo tulinda bwo mu bibya ebyebbumba. Amanya amanje nnyo galyoke gavenga eri Katonda.
But we have this treasure in the earthly vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. Yes. That's treasure. He puts in the earthly vessels. Does not put it there when you've not proven him to hate evil. Friends, that thing is very bad. It's caused many of you come to God. And you appear that wisdom in the word of God is little in you. And the way you speak as children of God is not of understanding. You know, Bible says in Timothy, you have to work and cleanse
this vessel,
that it is worthy for the user to use it well. Yes.
For
you say, if you purge yourself of those, in the vessel worthy be used by the user. According to 2 Timothy chapter 2, from verse 20 downwards. Let's come from verse
19.
2 Timothy chapter 2 from verse 19.
Nayo musingi gwa Katonda omugumu guberawo nga gulina akabonero kano nti Mukama waffe amanyi ababi era nti yewalenga obutali butuukirivu buli atuleera erinnya lya Mukama waffe.
Nevertheless, the foundation of God stands sure, having this seal, the Lord knows them that are his. And let everyone that names the name of Christ depart from iniquity. Yes. You have to depart from evil. Because he will not give you his wisdom. You are a minister who is going to speak words which are not of standards.
You said that
you saw God, you spoke with him.
God
speaks such words which hold not wisdom enough. Finished verse 20 we see.
Timoteo ekyokubiri esuula eyokubiri n'olunyiriri olw'amakumiabiri.
2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 20.
Naye mu nyumba ennene temubaamu bintu bya zaabu na bya ffeeza byokka, naye era n'eby'emiti n'eby'ebbumba n'ebirala eby'ekitiibwa n'ebirala ebitali bya kitiibwa.
But in a great house there are not only vessels of gold and of silver, but also of wood and of earth, and some to honor and some to dishonor. And when he looks to his house as the church, a vessel of gold are not put in there. That vessel is not of silver. Look, that is just wood. That doesn't see as rubbish. Those of honor are puts in their wisdom. Understanding and his counsel, even power with knowledge. For in those vessels there is fear of God and they appear to be of honor. It is saying if you purge yourself of evils, prepare, help many depart from them, you appear a vessel of honor which is worthy of its master. Work with it. Let's read verse 21 you hear.
Timoteo ekyokubiri esuula eyokubiri n'olunyiriri olw'abiri mu olumu.
2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 21.
Kale omuntu bwe yeerongoosaako ebyo anaabeeranga ekintu eky'ekitiibwa ekyatukuzibwa ekisaanira omwami okuweererezanga nti ekisaanira omwami okuweerezanga ekyalongooserezebwa mu buli mulimu omulungi.
If a man therefore purge himself from this, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified and fit for the master's use, and prepared unto every good work. Yes.
There will appear
a vessel where he is to put his wisdom. But you first go in the fear of the Lord. Hated evil so badly. Don't move to God, neither to serve it. And you already help others depart from it. And there he sees a vessel cleansed. Sanctified word of master to use it. Every good work to come next. The vessels I see the whole world. You out there a vessel. See, you are a servant of God. When we look to the treasure of wisdom, what he would have put in you, your vessel is in a sorry state. Very sorry. My friends,
but
the people, they always say, me, I don't understand well these things. They don't remain in me. He puts in such a vessel. You're joking. Pastor Benjamin. What is that? God has not wisdom enough to give his servants or his children. Even children of darkness, they appear better than those of the light. This is very sad. Things are very sad.
Is it Luca?
He spoke, he said, children of this generation, those of darkness are wiser than children of the light. That's a word. How come about? The children of
Moses,
mentioned in the world, where they
stand
to speak in the wisdom of the world. What they call inspirational speech. Picks and you will all approve the speech. And they call a child of God, a servant of God.
That
speaks things there. Those with your private parts matured, use them for what they're supposed to do.
Not here,
you wonder, you say, my God,
inspirational speech
of the child of God is very hard.
You check
neighbors see whether you have pubics in your privates. You wonder. Child of God.
Would have
been so wise.
Oh,
he has the only wise God. But not at all.
We no more need
to know who fears, who does fear God. If you find one cannot speak wisdom in the world, and you know this one does not fear God. Children of
profession,
how do they speak in the way of wisdom? In the way of understanding? More than children of the light. That of the light of the word. My goodness. You first read, we see. Luke chapter 16, verses
8. Nti awo mukama we natendereze eyo omuwanika omulyaza amaanyi kubanga akoze byamagezi kubanga abaana b'ebiro bino bagezi gezi mu mirembe gyabwe okusinga abaana b'omusana.
And the Lord commended the unjust steward because he had done wisely, for the children of this world are in their generation wiser than the children of light. My goodness. My goodness. How did that come about? The children of this world, in these their generations, they appear wiser, more than children of the light. The gift light is God. Even his word, the scriptures of truth.
But
children don't have well the wisdom in the word. Even understanding in the word, because you act treacherously towards your father, speak of him on your mouth, even in your words, yet the hearts are far from him. They are not ready to hate evil. They are not ready to help others depart from evil. When you reach their church, you see even the way they
clothe,
even the way they appear.
No gamba, no beba, no be.
Children of darkness, or they are the ones of light.
If
you look at the pastor's wife, the skirt slit she's put on, and you look, you wonder. Elders who are still in our generation, they say, our generation, they were not born again, we were clothing well. Generations of these born again, what's wrong with them? They are one who lived in clothing badly.
They
speak funny if you look at what they speak. When they fail to fear God in the truth, to hate and evil, and to help many depart from it, they
have to
be a foolish this generation. Businessmen come give their speeches. These ones of Bitcoin. And they convert people of church. These days they are on the pulpits of church. They speak.
There's
a man who came from America, perhaps. Pastor Kayanja brought him. That he has triple wisdom, as he said.
But
yeah, what he speaks there of the world. They paid him dollars to enter in that conference.
But when you see
children of God claiming to be of light and they are filled of darkness, what they speak. When you look
at
those leading us in Uganda, our fathers in the gospel, you
said,
that's not my father. I won't even be near to him. If a child is wiser than the father, they rarely pass together. Very rarely.
People have
probably told them, that's my father.
Wonder,
how did he birth a wise child like you? And him, we can't speak what is it very shameful.
Ha ha ha. Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Eh na gamendi mukutia mukama.
But I told you the fear of the Lord.
Amagezi mugajjo kusokero kuyingira.
Where wisdom will begin to enter you that
of God.
If it's not that it will not come.
Era yongero kukatiliza.
And he moves on emphasize.
Gasinzira mungere suri yomwendo nyure 10.
Based in Proverbs 9 verse 10.
Na gamba bwati.
And he says like this.
Ngero esule yomwenda n'olunyiriri olwe 10.
Proverbs chapter 9 verses 10.
Mukutya mukama amagezi mwegasokera. N'okumanya oyo mutukirivu kwe kutegeera.
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. Yes.
Boba kakati boba totya mukama tojafuna magezi ge.
Don't fear the Lord, you will not get his wisdom.
Kanoga tujuzanga bwulya tugogera agali mchigambo.
Build this as you hear us speak it in the word. You will end at Segbitu. I would have wanted to be there. That's why servants who are there today.
Nangi njambenga kabaka Solomon.
You want to be like King Solomon, speak wisdom.
Njagalamberenga nabi Isaiah.
You want to be like Isaiah. You cannot.
Okutuka ngo tia katonda ebyamazima.
Till you fear God in reality.
Olaba nabi Isaiah aliye isanga
gwe. You see prophet Isaiah conducted himself like you.
Nani mutume Paulo yoko na yamubikulira.
Paulo
gureri okusatwa.
Nangi nze Paulo. Me too, I'm Paul. You're joking.
Paulo yaleka kasasiro yenna
kwa
Filipo agamba ngayera bire byedda byonna ngalibadanga kasasiro asubrofu na kwista magezi ga katonda.
Put them aside, get the wisdom of God.
Guochari mukasasiro
you are still in rubbish carrying
nyiririza abajjajjabo
motwe the verses of your forefathers in your head.
Na magezi ga katonda ge gatte nenyiririza abajjajjabo
when the wisdom of God joined to verses of your forefathers. You joking.
Umusana ndekuta bagana kizikiza.
Light never reconciled with darkness.
Adito sobola kuereza ku meza biri.
You can't serve on two tables.
Ya bali yali ne katonda.
That of Beryl and of God.
Tereza chibia.
You clean the vessel.
Urabebo gago bwa magezi ga katonda uyingira.
Wisdom of God entered in there. Yes.
Ubura obereyo ngoga singanze mutume.
That's why you're out there saying
singagwe mutume manyi mutume. Bwe yakoro okuberawo.
It's you apostle. Do you know what apostle did to be there?
Yamala chawa chibyo kukamala.
First hated
to ubura banawo akuyamba nyo.
That's why you do helping you much.
Katonda bayi no muongera buli kisera mageza agali.
God has to raise them in the word always.
Ichibya chitereze.
The vessel is cleansed. Now you
akugambera mu Zaburi.
He tells you in Psalms
111 agamba bwa
111 verse 10 and it says this.
Zaburi esule 111 no runyiriri olwe 10.
Psalms 111 verses 10.
Mukutemu kama ambagezi mwegasokera bali no kutegeera okulungi bonna abakola bwe batyo etendo lyo ndi etendo lye liberere mirembe jonna.
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have they that do his commandments. His praises endure forever.
He,
yes. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. God fills you with praise.
He
said that child fears me. Let people yearn for him. Now remember, still in the fear of the Lord. Still at the beginning of understanding. Still to get the understanding of God. That's why not many can join verses and be smart. And they bring understanding very well. That understanding as we've come studying. That of God.
It's
to you can't test it when you don't fear God. That's why he warned you in the Isaiah chapter 11. Verses 3 and he speaks like this. Isaiah chapter 11 verses 3.
Nokutya mukama kwalisanyukira. Sota salenga misango ngokulaba kwa masoge bwe kuna abanga. Sota nenyenga ngokulira kwa matuge bwe kuna abanga.
And his delight shall be in the fear of the Lord, and he shall not judge after the sight of his eyes, neither reprove after the hearing of his ears. Yes.
Omanyimo kutia makama obera nokutegera nani bobo sala nsonga tosalanga bora.
Fear of the Lord, you have understanding that even though you judge a matter, you don't judge as you see. You first join in all understanding. As it shows you in Job. Job 28:28. And he says like this.
Job 28:28.
And unto man he said, behold the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom. And to depart from evil is understanding. Yes. There has to be a base of wisdom within you. The fear of the Lord. And to come from evil, it's the base of understanding.
That
God power in you understanding in that vessel. In the head. It is not ending. Understanding day, month, year after year. And you don't end. Because you have a vessel cleansed very well, that understanding of God will be in it. Passing through His word, which searches, checks all heavens and earth, all, and you reveal everything, and you deliver children of God to be free. You first repeat that verse. It speaks very well. Job 28:28. And unto man he said, behold the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom. And to depart from evil is understanding. Yes. Person never deceive you, they fear God. And they speak things without wisdom. The fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. It's the base of wisdom. Person cannot depart from evil. Everything he speaks, he does not understand. Where did he dare get understanding? Understanding. Bible speaks of it in Isaiah 28. If there will be understanding, they have to appear command by command. 2:4 and above commands. 2:4 verses. From the Old and the New Testament.
It
can preach like that and you bring understanding. But it does not give people who have not departed from evil such. That's why their ministers I laugh at in my heart. Because they do not want to understand. For they remained in committing evils.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus.
God is
still scorning us.
It
could be scorning you. You are a vessel of pride. Don't you hear one speak with you that is God? That why he refused to put understanding in you? You have refused to hate evil.
You
refuse to help many depart from evil. It's the fear of God. Now he gives you understanding for what?
Msumba.
Yes. It's impossible. For when he gave you Satan, he refused to depart from evil. He remained to be spoken of. Ezekiel 28, and he said, he was wiser than Daniel. He was. But when he remained in sins, he got foolish. When he speaks lies, he's into that. He speaks what comes from
him.
God cannot give you wisdom again. Understanding.
The
counselors gave Lucifer. And he gets two devils in this world. At least remain hanging foolish. Think how many cry for wisdom and understanding. Those refuse to give them. When he looks to the vessels,
and says,
that vessel I don't put wisdom there. Many on the mountains, in the valleys, in the fields. Oh Lord, I want to know you. Oh God, give me wisdom. Give me understanding.
Say,
let me look to the vessel.
Mm-mm.
My.
Agenda okukubira nga temuli kutya
mukama. No fear of the Lord.
Buli muyaye wemakula bwema kuzimu bwakabaka bwa
Katonda. Just try to fake yourself in the kingdom of God.
Guru zobugagga bwate kamtibye
kibwete. Especially put in a vessel like that.
Ekibya ekyangu nokubamu.
A vessel is to be stolen from.
Sitani amaro kubanga byali kubabye mugu bikozo bubi.
Till scriptures you use them wrongly.
Ari takirizaga momolekao.
Allow you say leave them there.
Bora sibanje ntumugwe muri mwe byawandikibwa. Sibanje ntumugwe muri mwe
byawandikibwa. That's why not many in you there are scriptures.
Tuchewo nyoboka diye bukadi yinga.
You don't wonder whether the vessel has just gotten aged. Those vessels have gotten old. But still God gives them power. At least they get a portion of that he wants.
We
wonder you still have a vessel which is strong. Why can't you get things God teach you to profit? Even ready to write them in you. He himself writes them. 2 Corinthians chapter 3. Verse 1 to 6. Where should he write in that your vessel? And the vessel is not filled fear of the Lord. You say to hating evil. And to be ready to help many depart from evil. And you expect God is going to fill in their wisdom. You be there, get angered of me. For people are like the one fighting with a priest. Yet they are fighting with God. You think it's me who told you this? Me too. Just an apostle sent to tell you what he told you long back.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But he said in the fear of the Lord, where you can get his rightful counsel, through the much light of his word. And without the fear of the Lord, many people don't get the counsel of God. And many kneel down and ask him, God, what should I do? And they seek for counsel of God. And he said, no, I do not give you my counsel. You are filled within darkness. Darkness of evil. And he said, these I give them counsel, yet they bring darkness every time, even with words without knowledge. That he told it to you, Job 38. And he says like this. Job chapter 38, verses 1.
Awo mukama naliyo kaddamu Yobu ngayima mumbuyage nyingi.
Then the Lord answered Job out of the weary wind and said, verse
2,
who is this that darkens counsel by words without knowledge? Yes. Darkness of evil. He sees it in you that now you inquire from him. You know what the priests went to inquire from the Lord. And they went to meet the prophet Ezekiel. And he said, I will not answer them. I'm not inquired from by people like those. You can't feel counsel of God within you. So if you still have evils, you'll not be able to contain and have it. He warned you. They say in the fear of the Lord that the fear of God is to hate evil. But even counsel is with it. According
to
those in Proverbs chapter 8, 13 and 14, he says like this. Proverbs chapter 8, verse
13.
The fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride and arrogance, and the evil way, and the perverse mouth do I hate. Verse
14.
Counsel is mine and sound wisdom. I am understanding. I have strength. Yes. He said the fear of God is to hate evil.
He said,
I also have counsel. If you don't fear me, I will not give you my counsel.
Bambi abantu babera mukama
mukama
nkolentya leero.
What should I do today?
Mbulira ayi mukama.
Tell me, oh Lord.
Mundu adde no mukolentya.
Sickness, I do what?
COVID, ono
tukolentya. COVID, what should we do? Oh God.
Ngasiri sebweche.
He is silent.
Naganze sibuzibwako bali
we bati. I'm not inquired from by people like such.
Sisobola kuwa kutesa kwange mukibye cheche na chijudo bubi.
Give you my counsel in a vessel.
Feel the
evil and you begin to mix my counsel with your evils.
Yes, you must win.
Praise Jesus, man.
Gamba amina.
You say amen. People don't want to say amen.
On
the gospel which cleanses them. Can you inquire from him? How does he speak there? Ezekiel chapter 14, verses
6.
Ezekiel chapter 14, from verse 3.
Nti omwana w'omuntu, abasajja bano, batutte ebifaananyi byabwe mu mitima gyabwe, era batadde enkonge y'obutali butuukirivu mu maaso gaabwe. Nyinza ntya abo okumbuuza n'akamu kokka.
Son of man, these men have set up their idols in their hearts and put the stumbling block of their iniquity before their faces. Should I be inquired of at all by them? You cannot.
Can't
get counsel of God when you have stubbornness of evil in you. That's why anytime you come, pastor, what is God saying here? Why don't you inquire from him yourself? Is he not your father? For he will not answer you. Because all idols of evil, those
in
the heart, you inquire him with them. You say, whom do you inquire from? Ezekiel 14 verse 3.
Ezekiel yesule ye 14 n'olunyiriri olwokusatu.
Ezekiel
chapter 14.
Ezekiel yesule ye 14 n'olunyiriri olusoka.
Ezekiel chapter 14 from verse 1.
Awabamu kubakadde ba Isirayiri ne bajja gyendi ne batula maso gange.
Then came certain of the elders of Israel unto me and sat before me.
Olunyiriri okubiri.
Verse 2.
Awo ekigambo kya Mukama ndi kinjigiranga kyogera.
And the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, verse 3,
Nti omwana w'omuntu, abasajja bano batutte ebifaananyi byabwe mu mitima gyabwe, era batadde enkonge y'obutali butuukirivu mu maaso gaabwe. Nyinza ntya abo okumbuuza n'akamu kokka.
Son of man, these men have set up their idols in their hearts and put the stumbling block of their iniquity before their faces. Should I be inquired of at all by them? Verse 4.
Kale yogera nabo obagambe nti bwati bwayogera mukama Katonda nti buli muntu w'omu nyumba ya Isirayiri atwala ebifaananyi bye mu mutima gwe n'ateeka enkonge y'obutali butuukirivu bwe mu maaso ge n'ajja eri nnabbi, nze Mukama ndi muddamu mu ebyo ng'olufulumi lw'ebifaananyi bye bwe luli.
Therefore speak unto them and say unto them, Thus saith the Lord God, every man of the house of Israel that sets up his idols in his heart and puts the stumbling block of his iniquity before his face and comes to the prophets, I, the Lord, will answer him that comes according to multitude of his idols. Yes. That's why when you go to the one, he will answer. You're going to expect another answer. He will give you another. You know, apostle, I have come humbled before the Lord. I will answer you, take away your stiffness before the Lord. He said, but now, I've come humbling myself. You think your humility, what is it? When you used to fear God to hate and evil, now you claim to humble before the Lord. You think you can con the Lord. You think you've come to a mere prophet. Haven't you still come to the Lord?
Yes, yes,
praise Jesus,
man. That,
I've told you another secret. There is a reason why God does not give you his counsel. Why though you inquire what he is purposing?
bwasirika na atakunyega.
When he's silent, never minds you.
Bwana asobola kuwa anukula.
If he will be ever answer you,
ajakuwa anukulanga hivi hivi olina.
He will answer you as the sins you have in yourself.
Yesu yebazibu.
Praise Jesus much.
Kati gwa yagala okweriza Katonda.
Now you who wants to serve God.
Ayagala okubera omwana we.
And who wants to be his son.
Abadali butokiri butelya jamola.
Without holiness no one will see him.
Izibu.
It is hard. You align yourself when it's still early.
Tuvula ba yakugamba.
That's why he told you.
Asinzira mongeresuli 10.
Based in Proverbs 10.
Ni wabiri mwenyaga agamba bwati.
Verse 24 and he says like this.
Ngero esule ye 10 no runyiriri olwabiri mwenya.
Proverbs chapter 10 verse 24.
Omubiki atya kiri mujira. Necho abatukirivu chebegomba bali chiwebwa.
The fear of the wicked it shall come upon him, but the desire of the righteous shall be granted.
Olunyolabiri mwetano.
Verse 25.
Empewe nyingi bweziita kale omubinga tachaliwo. Na yomu tukirifu musinji gwa rubirira.
As the weary wind passes, so is the wicked no more. But the righteous is an everlasting foundation. Yes.
Katuna sokute siza na gamba wobera mbutu kirifu jabe irao.
God can plan, if you'll be righteous, you will abide, live forever.
Ero jamuna ba obere na yoya abira we
mire. You will see him and be him who lives forever.
Akati ya Buruganda.
Now brethren, the fear of the Lord, out of it is where he passes his word first in the world. Even that he manifests through his Holy Spirit. Even army of angels, the mighty ones, who fulfill the word of God. Because he warned you based in the Proverbs chapter 14. Verses 26 as he says this.
Ngeresule ye 10 nenya no runyiriri olwabiri mu mukaga.
Proverbs chapter 14 verse 26.
Mukutya mukama mulimu obuvumu bungi. Nabana be bali bano omuddu ekiro.
In the fear of the Lord is strong confidence, and his children shall have the place of refuge. Yes.
Kastotya mukama manyi.
Fear not the power.
No
buvumu. And the confidence.
Yizo kogere
chigambo. You can speak the word. Yet the power is set around that of the Spirit.
We
promised to say
it.
The Acts chapter 2 verse 48. Repent.
You will
be given the gift.
It
is the Holy Spirit. You live evil.
You
get the Holy Spirit straight.
And he
says Acts 1:8. But when the Spirit will come,
it
will give you power. You've left evil.
Proverbs
1:23. Accept my reproof. I pour my spirit on you.
You
know you understand my words. When you fear the Lord,
indeed
he can give you power and confidence.
And he prepares
powers surrounded by the Holy Spirit and armies of angels. For angels, they say, we are servants with those who keep the words of this book, the Bible. He said, then worship God. Angels move in the fear of the Lord.
Let's
repeat that Proverbs we see.
Ngeresule ye 10 nenya no runyiriri olwabiri mu mukaga.
Proverbs chapter 14 verse 26.
Mukutya mukama mulimu obuvumu bungi. Bungi nnyo. N'abaana be bali bano obuddukiro.
In the fear of the Lord is a strong confidence, and his children shall have a place of refuge. Yes. When you fear the Lord, he gives you much power. You yourself and you have confidence, boldness.
Bible
says, Acts chapter 4, and spoke the word with boldness. They had already feared the Lord, and they got boldness, and they have a refuge to the spirit of the Lord. If anyone attacks, children of God remain having a refuge, those who fear the Lord. Let me tell you, prove you have boldness. If you have no evil and sins, you can say you set
up.
Demons take up of demons of adultery. And they look at you, it's not in you at all. What will they speak to me?
And say,
go in the name of Jesus.
And
say, take away your fornication. Who do you chase? Maybe we are just like you.
Tell you,
if you get out of evil, you back at the demon in the name of Jesus.
And it
before you call an angel to bind it. But when he checks evil in you and he checks it, there are 7 boys. They came out to chase them. And they say, "Who are you?" Jesus, we know. And Paul, but who are you?
What you day,
you're full of evils in you. You chase who?
You are
not confident when you have evil and sin. Even God never gives you authority. You
can
shake in the midst, demons have attacked. And you begin to call the macho men to hold for you.
There are
those with many sins. I see them chase demons. Pastors, they speak at them. You!
Who
do you familiarize? We shall shame you here. Now, when they tell me that, shame me then. You begin. What will they speak? Apostle has one wife. Is that shameful? But you think God can give you of his power? Or to chase a demon and he says, you, Mary, stand up.
Maria,
Mary, stand up. Speak what you did with the pastor yesterday.
Uh-oh.
And he has just cast aside many. My God. Very dangerous. You see how they get on your themselves and they begin to say, I was with a sister. I tell you, I'm not telling you because I was
in her office
and I prayed for her in her breast. Yet you told us, if you dare decide to serve God, some of the things you begin with is to fear the Lord and hating evil. And then you persecute evil. But you can't persecute evil before you hate it and to persecute it in your own life. Praise Jesus.
The
fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. According to Proverbs chapter
1
and verse 7,
he
says
it's
like this. Proverbs chapter
1 verse 7.
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. Yes. You know what to know people they call fools. If you find people they do not fear God and they don't hate evil, they are not ready to help others depart from it. Don't call them they are fools, but you know they are. You've realized it. You don't need to speak that to them. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. If you see one does not get knowledge of God,
he's
commanded to shine in our hearts. You please align yourself. Yes. Because fools, they despise wisdom and knowledge. And they say, who is the Almighty that we serve him? Now there are people now in this world. The world is filled with people like that. But
as
full knowledge, we want to help on you in the name of our Lord Jesus. Because we front the fear of the Lord everywhere. Now there are commands and many which pass in the word of God to chase evil from ourselves. Do not be surprised. Why this, do it this?
Do
it is written, do this. Because we knew you can keep the treasure of wisdom. Keep treasure of wisdom and understanding.
Ukutesa.
And counsel.
Aman.
Power.
No kumanya katuna.
Knowledge of God.
Walino kutia mukama.
We had to fear the Lord. God wants to send an angel to you. They saw your fear towards God and your giving has ascended into heaven. That's the reason why angels don't appear on this earth. Now they appear to who? Because even Cornelius appeared. He told him is your fear towards God. If in your giving they have ascended.
You
call an angel to appear to you, even the dreams that you speak, what with him? He visits you at your home, you plan what with him? Angel of the Lord, at least visit me. What? But I have told you.
Told
you Proverbs 1 verse 7.
In
the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. The reason why in your vessel it is never filled knowledge of God. The light of knowledge passing the word and refuses. The proof spoke of it in the Proverbs 2 verse 5. And he says like this. Proverbs chapter 2 verses 5.
Olitegeere okutya Mukama n'ovumbula okumanya Katonda.
Then shall you understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God.
Olinyolomukaga.
Verse 6.
Kubanga Mukama wa magezi mukamwake mwe mufuluma okumanya n'okutegeera.
For the Lord giveth wisdom. Out of his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. Verse
7.
He lays up sound wisdom for the righteous. He is a shield to them that walk uprightly. Yes. Toward the pure wisdom, understanding, counsel which is perfected. Power in the word. That we speak the word filled with authority. And it comes to pass.
And
put their special knowledge. The wisdom which was hidden before heavens and earth were waited of the vessels. Those which aligned themselves. Vessel moving by knowledge. And they are under fear of the Lord. That has been the third point. Responsible of spirit of fear of the Lord.
I
told you in the fear of the Lord. The beginning of wisdom, understanding, the counsel, power, and the knowledge of God. Passing through spirit of the Lord.
But
not that you will not test of them. Wicked, none will understand.
You
want to speak of the fourth point because of time. The fourth point says like this.
Through
the spirit of eye of fear of the Lord.
Is where we are
through the true fear of the Lord. To fear God the Father. God the Word. Whom we know as the Son.
Yes, Christ.
Christ Jesus. Together with the Holy Spirit, even his servants, and to fear his servants. I've said like this, passing through spirit of fear of the Lord, we are revealed that the fear of the Lord is the Father and his word, whom we know as the Son, Christ Jesus, and his Holy Spirit, together with his servants. As we leave evil and we help many come out of evil, it is the fountain of the everlasting life. If you refuse to fear God, that's the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit together with the servants, you will never taste the fountain of eternal life. You never taste of the fountain everlasting life. Many are yearning eternal life.
Yes,
to know the one true God, the Christ Jesus
is
saint. But if you fail to fear him, that is where you will end. But you will not reach the fountain. The fountain of life is not rich. Yes. John 17, verse 3. Eternal life
is
to know the one true God. The Christ Jesus is saying, you get it on this
earth.
But if you refuse and fail to fear God, don't claim to think that I knew.
I
know him
already.
And you fail to fear God and his servants, you will not reach the fountain where he is. Still will end up become Lucifer. Satan had been given of knowledge and he had accessed eternal life. Yet now he's within hell because he failed to fear the Lord. That happens in children of men. Friends, stop that pride. Me, I know God. And begin to do things of stubbornness and not
hearing,
and to trample on the servants, step on them.
Friends,
if you not fear, you will not reach fountain of life. Somebody say, but now. What is that now? I thought ends on knowledge because I've gotten eternal life by it.
Still,
he warned you. Proverbs 10:27,
it
says this. Proverbs chapter 10 verse 27. Proverbs 10 verse
27.
The fear of the Lord prolongs days, but the years of the wicked shall be shortened. Yes. You know the fear of God prolongs days.
Yes.
Yes. When you get knowledge of God, you get eternal life.
But
if you want to be prolonged living in it, move ahead to fear God, hating evil. Because
days
of the wicked are shut, for you have entered that of eternal life. If you forget fear of God, they shut
and
cut you off from eternal life, and they blot you from the book of life. That's why
he
says Ezekiel 18. When the righteous one will trust his righteousness, and after he sins, he will die in his unrighteousness. In the fear of God, there is prolonging your days of life.
And
though in knowing the one true God, in the Christ Jesus, that he sends, you access eternal life. If you want it to be prolonged, you fear God, hate evil. If you decide in the midst there,
then
you trust your own righteousness.
Hey.
They will cut you from eternal life. You'd repeat the Proverbs. Proverbs 10, verse 27. The fear of the Lord prolongs days, but the years of the wicked shall be shortened. Yes. That gave you proof, Proverbs 14:27. He said it like this. Proverbs chapter 14, verse
27.
The fear of the Lord is a fountain of life, to turn one away from the snares of death. Yes. The fear of the Lord, it's the fountain of life.
Able
to help you get from the snare of death. For after you've gotten knowledge, you access eternal life.
sitani asigala atazewo emitego.
But Satan remains putting snares before you.
Ejikujja mu bulamu
butagwa. Take you from eternal life.
Wabula eje emitego ojibuka nakutya mukama.
But those snares you skip them by fear of the Lord.
Ojawa chibi.
To hating evil.
No kuyamba abanje okuva mu chibi.
And to help men that depart from evil.
Era mu Isaiah sura ya 50.
Isaiah chapter 50.
Unyule kumba 11.
Verse 10 to 11.
Yogeranga agamba
bwa. He spoke saying like this.
Yesaya esule ya 50 n'olunyiriri olw'ekkumi.
Isaiah chapter 50 from verse 10.
Ani kumwe atya mukama agondere eddoboozi ly'omuweereza we atambulira mu kizikiza nga talina musana yeesiga erinnya lya mukama era yeesigame ku Katonda we.
Who is among you that fears the Lord, that obeys the voice of his servant, that walks in darkness and has no light? Let him trust in the name of the Lord and rely upon his God. Yes.
Atya mukama.
He who fears the Lord. He hates evil.
Abaweereza ba Katonda boogera amazima agali mu kigambo.
Fans of God speak the truth in the word.
Ayina okubanga na baba atya.
Them too he has to fear them.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus man.
So abooluganda.
So brethren.
Weibalira mu kkubo lino.
Don't claim. Don't attach yourself to this way of life.
Kutuka kuda butaka.
To reach eternal life. And you come say that me, I got knowledge. And you forget fear of the Lord. Because the proof in the Proverbs chapter
19.
It says this in the verse
23.
Proverbs chapter 19 verse
23. Noya alina kuo, anabererangawo nga kumumala.
The fear of the Lord leads to life, and he that has it shall abide satisfied. He shall not be visited with evil. Yes. You know the protection you have. Though you do not make many prayers, but you, when you move by fear of the Lord to hating evil and to help many depart from it, Satan too asks, how can I attack this one? Maybe I pass through which door? But friends, those bleaches of evils you have in yourself,
it
not fearing God to be filled well in you, it's where Satan passes the evils. But Proverbs 22 verses 4, he moves on warning you saying this. Proverbs 22 verses 4.
Obugagga n'ekitiibwa n'obulamu y'empeera ey'okwetowazanga n'okutyanga mukama.
By humility and fear of the Lord are riches and honor and life.
Bwe yagala obugagga mu ggulu lyonna.
If you want riches in the heavens.
Alitwatanze ku bugagga w'amagezi
n'okutya. We began on the riches of wisdom.
Byonna byagala.
All you need then.
N'obugagga obuli mu ggulu lyonna.
Even riches in the heavens.
Ekitiibwa n'obulamu.
Honor and life. You be in the fear of the Lord. Most of those will move and analyze them in the many, many scriptures. But I want to speak of the fifth point.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
The
fifth point it shows. The true spirit of fear of the Lord. God was built to be fountains of the rivers of living water. On the side A. On the side B. On the side
B.
Out of him cometh rivers of fire. To make up the lake of fire. Yes.
Yes.
Praise Jesus much. The spirit of fear of the Lord. God is revealed.
To
be fountains of the rivers of living waters. On side A.
And
on the side B. Is revealed out of him to come rivers of fire. To make up the lake of fire. Right there is where you fear God. On side B, we are in the rivers of living waters which come from him. On side A, and there we are on the rivers of living waters.
But on
side B, there are those there. And they are in the lake of fire. And all have not been saved of him. But that God, that's what they call fear of the Lord. You always fear him for himself. Out of him flows rivers of living waters. Yet still in him flows rivers of fire, making up the lake of fire, where he is going to burn the evil ones all the days. We, as we shall be going on the side A of God,
and we are on
rivers of waters drinking those of eternal life.
And those
rivers flowing fire, that's a lake of fire, the everlasting death. My goodness, that is God. I love him much. Praise Jesus much. According to those he tell us, in the book of Proverbs, Proverbs 14 verse 24, he has told us this. Proverbs 14 verse 27. Proverbs 14 verse 27. The fear of the Lord is a fountain of life, to turn one away from the snare of death. Yes. But the fountain of life, of the water of life coming from God, it is burst by spirit of fear of the Lord. According to those in Revelations, chapter 22, even verse 1, and it says this. Revelations chapter 22 verses 1. And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. Yes. A river of living waters coming from the throne of God, even of the Lamb of God. Yet that is side A. When you turn to side B, there are rivers of fire. They make up the lake of fire. According to Daniel chapter 7 verses 9 up to 10, he says like this. Daniel chapter 7 from verse 9.
Nendava okutu sentabero zatekebwa wo no mukadde yakamale nakwe nyingi natula ebyambalo bye byali bitukula ngo muzira. Neviri ezo kumutwegwe ngebyo yabiyendige birungi. Entebe ye yali nimiza muliro. Nebanna muziga bayo muliro ogwaka.
I beheld till the thrones were set in place, and the Ancient of Days did see it, whose garment was white as snow, and the hair of his head like the pure wool. His throne was the fiery flame, and its wheels as burning fire. Verse 10.
Omugga gw'omuliro ne gutiriika ne gufuluma mu maaso ge. Enkumi n'enkumi bamuweereza, n'obukumi emirundi akakumi bayimirira mu maaso ge. Omusango ne gubaawo, ebitabo ne byanjulizibwa.
A fiery stream issued and came forth from before him. Thousands ministered unto him, and 10,000 times 10,000 stood before him. The judgment was set, and the books were opened. Yes. On the other side, it comes out the stream of fire. And it goes still to make the lake of fire. That's why they have showed you judgment.
And
when judgment will happen, people will be cast to the lake of fire on the side B. According to those in Revelations, chapter 22, verse 11, up to verse 15, you will read those. Even Hebrews 11, 12:29,
you
find our God is a consuming fire on that side. Yet, still in Revelations chapter 7:16-17,
bread
will be hidden on the stream of living waters. That is what they call spirit of fear of the Lord.
He's
the one who manifests all those. Let me move with another point. The rest remaining will be explained by the priests, who will be responsible for division of spirit of fear of the Lord. But in our 16th point, he speaks like this. But through the spirit of fear of the Lord, where God birthed the depth of the waters out of the created heavens and the earth, passing through spirit of fear of the Lord. There are people you usually ask, but that water of the depth, go in Genesis 1:1-2, out of the created heavens and earth, even their fullness, who is their father and who begot that? But according to Genesis chapter 1, verses 1-2, they speak this on this depth of the water, which came from spirit of fear of the Lord. Genesis 1:1. In the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. Verse 2.
N'ekizikiza kyali kungulu ku buziba. Omwoyo gwa Katonda ne gutambula kungulu ku mazzi.
And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. Yes.
Obuziba wali wababuza ne bwavaawa.
The depth, there are those who ask, where did it come from?
Oyo omwoyo omutukuvu yamamira kungulu ku buziba ku mazzi.
The Holy Spirit who spread on the depth of the waters.
Obujuba bukolebwa emyomu musanvu egya Katonda.
Fullness is made of the seven spirits of God,
okuli n'omwoyo w'okutya Mukama,
including spirit of fear of the Lord.
Ati omwoyo w'okutya Mukama.
Now spirit of fear of the Lord.
Katonda mwe yaita okuzaala obuziba bw'amazzi.
Through him God bursts the depth of the waters.
Weyawulwamu okola heaven is n'ensi.
Where they separated to make heaven and the earth, even their fullness. That's why you see Job chapter 38:28-31. They usually ask, who is the father of the waters? God the Father.
It
too passed water passes through the spirit of fear of the Lord. Let us read we hear. Job 38:28. Has the rain a father, or who has begotten the drops of dew? Yes. You think the rain has its father? Even the drops. Yes, they have. God the Father.
He got
those passing through spirit of fear of the Lord. Because he told us in Proverbs that the fear of the Lord is the fountain of life, the fountain of the living waters. Proverbs 14:27.
And
the many other scriptures. Priests will teach us that more. Now let's read us Proverbs we see. Proverbs 14:27. The fear of the Lord is a fountain of life, to turn one away from the snares of death. Yes. Out of it came fountains to fill the depth of the waters. Out of they made the heavens and the earth, even their fullness.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
But
most of all, responsible spirit of fear of the Lord in taking off the seals in this sixth division of the Holy Spirit in His fullness, the seven spirits of God. They will be responsible by the angels. They are under the chief angel, the archangel of fire.
Malaika manyikidwa nga malaika Chumuel.
The angel known as Angel Camuel.
Akute chibye chomukaga.
Who holds the sixth ball of the wrath of God. Even his group. They are commanded by angel holding the sixth trumpet.
On
the seven angels holding the seven trumpets. According to Revelation chapter 8, in the verse 2. And he says like this. Revelation chapter 8, verses 2.
Nenda wa malaika musamvu, abayimirira maso ga Katonda. Nebawiwa bugombe musamvu.
And I saw the seven angels who stood before God, and to them we are given seven trumpets.
Yes.
Praise Jesus, man. All those seven angels holding seven trumpets. Angel holding the sixth trumpet. He's the one who commands all the works. And they're done under the spirit of fear of God, those we've heard. And he commands angel holding the sixth ball of the weapon of the wrath of God. The angel in charge of fire. The angel Camuel.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. According to those in Revelation 15, verses
1.
Revelation chapter 15, verses
1.
And I saw another sign in heaven, great and marvelous, seven angels having the seven last plagues, for in them is complete the wrath of God. Praise Jesus much. Seven angels holding the balls of the wrath of God. Angel holding the Jesus ball. The one who leads in those works here on this earth.
Then
in the entire heavens. And is the one called angel in charge of fire. With his group.
At the
time you reach to call fire to burn. What would have been is to burning powers of darkness, burning sickness, and many others like those. Always mention that angel when you're under fear of the Lord. According to those Revelations 14, verses 18. Revelations 14, verse
18. Nayogerera waggulu n'eddoboozi ddene ng'agamba oyo alina ekiwabyo eky'obwogi ng'ayogera nti teekako ekiwabyo kyo eky'obwogi onoge ebirimba by'omuzabbibu gw'ensi kubanga ezabbibu zaagwo zengeredde ddala.
And another angel came out from the altar who had power over fire and cried with a loud cry to him that had the sharp sickle, saying, thrust in your sharp sickle and gather the clusters of the vine of the earth, for her grapes are fully ripe.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So,
if you want to call fire, this you say fire, fire. Do not more claim to be a dragon.
Fire, fire,
fire, fire, fire, burn you.
Stani,
Satan, we burn you. We burn you. It's not like that. Send the angel of fire. Angel in charge of fire. Revelations 14, verse
18.
That he will lead his group of angels. On the other time, those who burnt Sodom and Gomorrah. In the Genesis 19, verse 23 to 24. And they are the same angels who are in the 2 Kings, chapter 6, verse 17, who move on the horses of fire.
Abonno bebavunanyizwa kukutukiriza obuvunanyizwa ku nsi.
Those are one responsible for fulfill responsibility on the earth.
Obwo moyo okutya mukama.
By the spirit of fear of the Lord.
Tubulide wagu.
As we've heard above.
Wano ku nsi.
Here on this earth.
Bali presenting bwakabona ayigiriza.
They are represented by the teaching priest.
The point ya fayo munane.
It is our eighth point.
Wano ku nsi.
Here on this earth.
Omoyo okutya mukama.
Spirit of fear of the Lord.
Neba malaika bo muliro.
And the angels of fire.
Obunanyizwa ku mirimo jonne.
Responsible for those works.
Bali presenting wakabona.
They are represented by.
Ayigiriza kabona womukaga ayigiriza.
Sixth teaching priest.
Aine konde eliyo mukaga.
Who has the sixth trumpet.
Kuba kabona omusango.
And the seventh priest.
Abaina makondero omusango.
Those with the seven trumpets.
Yes, ye bazibu.
Praise Jesus much.
Zakaria sura ya 3.
Zakaria chapter 3.
Onyo lisoka.
And the verse 1.
Agamba bwati.
He says this.
Zekaria esuli yokusatu nolunyiriri olisoka.
Zechariah chapter 3 verses 1.
Zekaria esula yakusatu nolunyiriri olisoka.
Zechariah 3 verse 1.
Nanjolesa Yeshua kabona singo bukuru nga yimiride maso ga malaika wa mukama ne setani nga yimiride ku mukono gwo gwadio nti okumuli oliyomako.
And he showed me Joshua the high priest standing before the angel of the Lord. And Satan standing at his right hand to accuse him.
He order it.
Now the order is like this. The priest is standing before the Lord, the angel of the Lord.
Then the
angel of the Lord stands before God. And the spirit of fear of the Lord. The order is like that. Though Satan tries to accuse when you have an order. We have the teaching priest. We have the angel. Those who stand in his presence. Angel stands for the spirit. Then we are conquerors towards Satan. And we've overcome him more than. For even Joshua, Satan
went
try to accuse him. The angel of the Lord was on his side.
And
the spirit of fear of God was on his side. Those seven angels. Those seven angels. Out of come one who will represent the seven spirits. Even the seven priests.
Come
one by one to represent the seven groups. According to Joshua chapter 6. Verse 6. Most of those issues. Still that priest who will lead his brethren in fulfilling works of spirit of fear of God on the earth. You will explain that to us. You want to come back to our 14th part
who
is the last division. Division of spirit of the Lord. Even his works on the earth. May God bless you. Thank you for coming. Listening. Believing. Putting in action. Even to spreading far to the four corners of the earth to prepare all nations for the coming back of the Lord Jesus and the end of the earth.
Amen.
Amen.